May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. I've got a great guest on, y'all that are regular listeners know who I'm going to be talking to today, and that's Bert Golden. Bert, it's great to have you on.
Hey, it's always good to be here with you, Roy.
It really is. We got a good relationship going on because we think alike. You know, we believe, number one, in freedoms. We also believe that we have the right to choose our own health care plan. And I'm not talking about insurance. I'm talking about how we take care of our health. We don't believe that the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA, the CDC, any of those three-letter organizations should be able to tell us what we can and cannot do with our own body. So the theme of today's program, y'all, is going to be, listen very carefully, this is a sticker, it's okay to disobey. Now, when I say that, I want to be very clear. I'm not talking about disobeying the laws of the land. Okay, you'll get in a lot of trouble doing that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, Bert, you, I'm sure you've heard they're getting ready to release the variant. And I say release, and I'm not using that word accidentally. I believe it's a planned thing. They're going to release a variant that has a patent on it. It's a patent. It's a patented virus. Now, Bert, do you understand, like I do, the only thing you can patent is something that's man-made, right?
Yes.
So when COVID-19 was patented, and it was patented in 2014, now it didn't hit America supposedly as a pandemic, we call a plandemic, until 2020, but if it has a patent on it, that means it's man-made. Now, I did look it up online. I do my research, ladies and gentlemen. I try to make sure I'm giving you accurate, truthful information. And I did look it up, and they had a question on there about how can you get a patent on something that is created in nature. And you got a patent on something that y'all are claiming is all natural, that was in nature, called COVID-19. How did you get a patent on this? Well, no, you don't understand. We didn't create COVID. We just changed the DNA in it so we could get a patent on it. Well, then it's no longer natural to nature. It's man-made. So don't let them fool you, ladies and gentlemen. Bert, have you ever run into people that, of course, you wouldn't tell them to disobey their doctor, but have you ever run into some of them that should be disobeying what their doctor tells them to do?
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's each person's choice. I don't tell them. I just ask questions. I just say, well, is that the outcome that you're willing to risk? You know, because whether they choose to do what they heard a friend say or what they read online or what they hear me say, you know, any of those things, I just tell them you need to pray about it before you make a decision. Well, and it's the same thing if they're going to a doctor. I just say, well, my doctor said this and this. Well, how do you feel about it? Well, I don't want to do it. I said, well, you better pray about it before you do it. I said, maybe you're supposed to do exactly something that sounds totally crazy that your doctor told you or, you know, that your friend told you or whatever. I said, maybe that's what you're supposed to do, but there's a good chance that you're not supposed to. So if not, boy, it really is Russian roulette. It's just spinning the chamber and then
hoping the bullet ain't in that chamber.
Yeah, pulling the trigger, and a lot of times people say, well, things are just too confusing. You just can't know the truth. You know, that's just not possible anymore. And I said, well, that's what I totally believe in the power of prayer, because somebody always wants me to tell them, well, this is what you should do. I said, you know, I can give you some options. I can test you with the best equipment that's possible. And I explain to you, this is your body saying this is what's going to work. But, you know, each person's free to make a choice, free to make that decision. And we, no matter what decision we make, you know, you or I or anyone we know, we are going to live with the consequences.
Right. And, you know, Bert, my favorite thing to do with them is, let's say they come in and the drug's wanting to put them on a drug and they've got the name of it. What I like to do with them is I like to sit down with them at the computer and pull up the physician's desk reference. And I like to go over with them the possible side effects. And once they see that, a lot of them look at me and go, holy smoke, that sounds like the side effects are worse than what's wrong with me. And I go, well, see, that's one of those times, ladies and gentlemen, when it's okay to disobey. I'm going to give you a perfect example. The medical profession would insist that everybody with cholesterol over 100 should be on a cholesterol-lowering drug. Listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay to disobey. And especially when it comes to cholesterol-lowering drugs, remember, your liver produces 76% of the cholesterol in your body. It does not necessarily come completely from what you eat. Some of it may be, but not all of it, 76%. Why does your liver produce so much cholesterol? Because it's necessary for the function of every soft cell tissue in your body. You got to remember that. So cholesterol is important. Why is your body, is the best question, why is your body suddenly producing more cholesterol than what the doctors, the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry says you should have in your body? Well, don't you think your body's pretty intelligent? Don't you think it knows when you need more LDL cholesterol as opposed to HDL, or more HDL as opposed to LDL? Your body knows for a fact what it needs the most of under the circumstances you're in. So when they're wanting to lower your cholesterol below 100, my answer is always absolutely not. I will not participate. I'm going to tell y'all this, and y'all mark it down. You can share it with everybody. I don't care. I would not take a cholesterol-lowering drug under any circumstance, even if they offered me $1,000 a day to take it. Now, I'd be turning down $30,000 a month. Do you realize what I'm saying? That's how passionate I am about this subject. I would not take a cholesterol-lowering drug if they paid me $1,000 a day to take it. Why? Because I understand what it does in the human body. The way those drugs work, and the reason they have to check your liver enzymes on a regular basis, or at least they should be, at least every 6 months, or sooner, or better, more often. Why? Because it poisons your liver. Remember, all drugs have to be filtered through the liver, through the kidneys. A lot of them are highly toxic, and that's why they're watching your liver enzymes, because if you go in there one day after you've on the cholesterol-lowering drug and your liver enzymes are through the roof, now they'll tell you whatever you do, don't stop taking this medication no matter what, you could die. But boy, as soon as your liver enzymes get out of whack, watch them. They'll pull you off that drug immediately. Why? Because they know it's poisoning your liver. And that's just one of the side effects. Bert, tell them what suggestions would you make to someone whose cholesterol is in those ranges the doctor says is high.
I usually tell them a little story, and it's a true story, that in the year 1973, the healthy cholesterol levels, as identified by the doctor and by the blood labs that the doctor sent it out to, when it would come back and it would put the little asterisk next to the one or a little capital H for high, the normal range for cholesterol for men and women in 1973, and this was accepted by the AMA, this was before they started changing things, you know, trying to pretend that the truth had changed, the range was 320 to 350 was considered normal.
320
now, to 350. Now, what possible change in the human body has happened in the last 50 years that would say in 1973, 300 to 350 is normal? Not only was it considered normal, but if a person had 390, the doctor would say, you know, that's a little bit over 350, but I wouldn't worry about it. Say, we'll just keep an eye on it. If it goes above 450, then we'll go have, you know, further testing done. But if it came in below 300, if it was at 290, the doctor would say, you know, you need to go over to the hospital right now and have doctors run extensive testing, because the body can't operate with cholesterol that's below 300. Now, wow. This is part of history. Now, I'm not saying that people aren't trying to go back in and change the history, because they are. They're trying to go back into all the newspaper archives and all of the people's journals and books where they're writing about what actually happened. But that's what it was. Now, what was interesting is about 1974 is when they had come up with a group of drugs that would weaken the liver. And it was really hard to find a good ad campaign that would convince people that hey, you know, be the first in your neighborhood to get a weak liver. Take this drug. You know, they just couldn't come up with a good ad slogan for it at all. Uh-huh. So they had to find something that the liver makes that when you weaken it and you poison it, it would then not be able to function. It would make less of it. Now, what's interesting about cholesterol is you need it for hormones.
Right.
So for men's hormones and women's hormones from puberty all the way through till 70s, 80s, 90s, as far as age, you cannot make the proper hormones for your sex. You know, male or female, you can't make the proper hormones without sufficient cholesterol. It just isn't possible. So, you know, there's kind of a 1-2-3 punch that was started about 1974 to try to destroy virility in men. One was lower cholesterol. So it didn't do it all one year. You didn't go from 1973 to 1974 and all of a sudden say, oh, you need to have 100 cholesterol maximum. No one would have gone for that. They would have said, well, you're crazy, doctor. So every year or two, it would shift down by 10 points. So it would be, you know, 300 to 350 is healthy and normal. And within a year or two, it was 290 to 340 is healthy and normal. And you get the idea. Okay. Eventually, it just kept moving and moving until finally they're saying, you know, I think now it's 90 to 140, they say, is healthy and normal, which is just a lie. I mean, it's not only a lie, it's a deadly lie.
Right.
It's creating fatalities. It's creating just, you know, everybody keeps saying, oh, well, right now we have this problem, this nationwide problem with depression. Well, part of it is low cholesterol, but the other part of it is that when you start destroying people's lives, you finally hit a point where people are just, they either stand up and take action or they're just sad. They're just depressed all the time.
Well, let's,
so you're asking what would I do if somebody came to you and said, "Oh, my doctor says that I'm at 110, and so I'm kind of on the high side of cholesterol, and they take medication." I think I would just say, you know, that is one of the most horrific lies ever perpetrated on the population.
Well, let's talk about real quick Alzheimer's. Isn't it interesting that there was no real such thing as Alzheimer's disease until around those years you're talking about when they finally got cholesterol levels low? Remember, folks, your brain, remember I told you your liver produces 76% of the cholesterol in your body. Isn't it interesting that the human brain is 76% cholesterol by weight? So if they can lower that, they're going to weaken the brain. No wonder there's more depression. No wonder there's more anxieties. No wonder there's more of all the mental disorders, autism. I mean, listen, folks, when you take away the protective sheath around every nerve in the human body, which is cholesterol, it's the insulation, like the insulation around an extension cord to keep it from shocking you. Well, if they can get your cholesterol levels low enough, you're going to have electrical impulses switching directions, going through things that shouldn't. And listen, they're destroying the mental capacity. Not only are they destroying our virility, as Bert talked about, in other words, your sex drive, they're destroying it, especially in men. They're trying to demasculate all the men in America. They want us to be sissies. Go ahead.
And when I talk about a 1-2-3 punch to do it, you've got lower the cholesterol so that there are not hormones even being formed, not even being formed. Number two, lower blood pressure. Tell everybody that their blood pressure is too high, and that's really bad for men as far as virility problems. And then number three, come back and try to tell people that PSA, which is a prostate-specific antigen, that's an indication of prostate cancer as an excuse to take out the prostate,
right,
which then, again, affects virility, most of the time eliminates it. So when you've got those three things, it's things that you would absolutely never do if you were a livestock manager on a ranch. You wouldn't get out there and start saying, "Hey, let's make sure that that there's no calves being born." So you've got a lot of things that have happened, and people just keep going along with it. Now, PSA was disproven over 20 years ago, and I still have people come to me and see me. I'm a clinical nutritionist, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, well, I got to find some way to help keep my PSA down." And I said, "Your doctor is about 20 years behind the time. I mean, it's probably too difficult to go and talk to your medical doctor and say, 'When was the last time you took a continuing education class?'" Right? To try to catch up. But here's what happens. PSA is not only, it's not something that only men have. Women have PSA, but they don't want to talk about that. That was discovered over 20 years ago. Okay, the numbers mean nothing. They said for people that have a high PSA score, men or women, but right now we'll talk about men, you could flip a coin and have more accuracy as to whether a person had prostate cancer than you would by looking at those numbers.
Wow.
PSA numbers just mean absolutely nothing. So when a person comes and tells me that, then they look, and it's hard for me to tell them that because they look and they go, "Well, you're not a medical doctor." I go, "No, I'm not." Kind of like, "Well, but my doctor's saying this." And I'm like, "Are you willing to read articles?" And most of them aren't, because they're like, "Well, no, I kind of like this guy. I like his personality," or whatever it is. I go, "But you're out of sync with truth as discovered decades ago." So what happens is that you've got things specifically. I mean, when we're talking about cholesterol is used for the skin to make it really, really good, you go back to 1973, the number of cases of skin cancer, it was almost unheard of. It's not that there was zero, but it was so close to zero that it just didn't happen. So in the last 50 years, were seeing all of the natural results. You know, they started telling people don't eat eggs because they're high in cholesterol, and have skim milk, which they had to then legalize because it was illegal to sell skim milk for consumption by humans because it's so poisonous. It creates lactose intolerance. It creates, it destroys the eyes, it destroys the arteries, the heart, everything, and the brain. Now, Roy, when you were talking about all the population was trying to convince by this huge, huge ad campaign going on everywhere from elementary schools to television to every magazine to everything, telling people to go on a low-fat diet, it's because that's about the only way you can control the human population is you have to starve the brain. Okay? Controlling humans that are used to freedom is like trying to herd cats. You know, it's just not a very successful operation. You know, cats run wherever they want. You can't just herd them together like you would as a sheep herder.
Right.
So what happens is when you start cutting down on the amount of fat that is able to reach the brain, then we become a lot more controllable. Add that with fluoride in the drinking water, which is now in over 98% of all municipal water systems in the United States have fluoride added. That makes a person really easy to control. You know, that's what the Nazis did with the prisoners in their concentration camps, so they could go from 100 guards per camp all the way down to 10 guards per camp.
Yeah, they used fluoride too.
Yep, that was it, fluoride. And then when you reduce the amount of fat, which is the number one preferred fuel for the human brain, you can see that people are making a lot worse decisions ever since that started up.
Well, then we have less masculinity, as we say. You have, you know, for a society to be a safe, productive society, you got to have masculinity. There's got to be that force out there that is willing to stand up, take a stand, and fight back against corruption, against evil, against, you know, a neighbor if they're overbearing, whatever, you know, to protect the family. That's what, but they don't want us to be able to protect ourselves anymore. They don't want us to be able to think. So back to the theme, it's okay to disobey. If your doctor wants to put you on a cholesterol-lowering drug, it's okay to say no. Now, we're probably reaching a stage in life, in a society, I should say, where they may start looking at you and go, well, if you don't do what I tell you to do, you're not going to, I'm not going to see you anymore as a medical doctor. I always tell people, that's fine. Just go and say, well, you're fired. Understand, they work for you. You don't work for them. You pay them. They don't pay you. You're your insurance one's paying them. It's okay to fire them. However, they're about to hit us below the belt. There's coming a time, I believe, Bert, would you agree that they're going to look at us and say, well, if you don't do what I tell you to do, take the medicines I tell you to take, your insurance is not going to cover you anymore. I think we're headed there.
Well, you know, regardless, what you don't want to do is say, I'm getting rid of the plan that somebody else has for me, but I don't have any plan of my own. So, again, encourage people to go into your stores, you know, to talk to Roy and his staff, and come up with a good, simple plan that you can do. We're not talking about anything radical. We're not talking about making a huge, sudden change. You know, it's just get started with a good multivitamin, multi-mineral. You know, we've talked about this before. Get started with MSM plus C. Get the cell power drops in your drinking water so that it energizes the water you're drinking. You know, drink water that's purified or distilled so that all of the fluoride and chlorine and the 3,000 to 5,000 pharmaceuticals and the 10,000 different chemicals have all been removed. You know, you don't have to drink the kind of garbage that's been put into the tap water. And don't think drinking spring water that you buy in a container from the store is going to do it. So you just get on a simple plan and just, you know, make sure that you have a light heart, that you're watching comedies. You know, it's been proven that if you want to help people get better from very, very serious illnesses, that you need to be watching really silly movies that will cause you to laugh even if you don't want to laugh. You know, so you've got to have joy in your life, and you've got to have a simple plan.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, how simple is it to just switch over to buying distilled water? That's what I do. I buy 6 to 7 gallons a week of distilled water. I put my super silica in it more often than I do cell power, although I do both of them. But I do want you to understand something. I've started calling it perfected water. When you add those drops to distilled water, not only are you drinking pure water, but you're making that water energized, as Bert said. You're actually making that water hydrate you better. If you're using the silica in it, man, everything will work better from the top of your head to the tips of your toes just about in a few weeks to a few months. It tastes a little different for everybody. But you can rest assured that you're making some really important decisions. And then you put MSM plus C on top of that, and I'm telling you, you're not going to believe how much difference you feel in 4 to 6 weeks. It is. I've had thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people tell me that, or I would not be telling you that that's what I expect will happen to you too. Well, Bert, you know, another thing they've messed with people on is CRP, C-reactive protein. You know, Bert, I didn't know till recently that all of your blood work used to have a CRP on there. But they quit. That stands for C-reactive protein, ladies and gentlemen. It tells you how much inflammation you got in your body. And remember, all disease associated with inflammation. But I didn't know until recently that they stopped doing that unless you request it. You know why? Because they don't have anything that they can lower effectively your inflammation in your body. So they just don't even test for it anymore. Bert, we got about a minute left. What would you like to leave them to think about today?
Come up with a plan. Smile more, laugh more, enjoy life. Have it be a natural plan. Just all the things that we've talked about. Go see Roy at his stores and pray and trust that God is going to lead you in the right direction.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. The fact that Bert's on here as often as he is tells you something. That is, you know me. You know you've been following me for years, most of you. You know I would never steer you in the wrong direction. When I put you toward positive power nutritional products, it's because I've seen the science behind it. I've talked to Bert enough to know I'm using them myself. They are life changers. So thank y'all for listening to today's health update. As always, I hope you share this information with other people. It's as easy as sending them to podbean.com. That's podbean.com. Type in the search today's health update and then pick the one you want to listen to. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com, or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.